Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'm Elvis, your host, and Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is not safe for work. We are teachers at the end of the week and the end of our ropes, and we wish to remain anonymous because we love our jobs and we are using pseudonyms. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday morning and is sponsored by Lead Lamb Dramatics. If you need a poster for your theater classroom or for the theater teacher at your school, send them to ludlamdramatics.com. That's ludlamdramatics.com. You can find posters on how to do basic stage makeup and parts of stage. If you use the code TNAD15 at checkout, you can get 15% off your order. If you have any story you'd like to share with us at Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can go to our website, teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com, or tag us on Instagram or Facebook. Please follow, subscribe, and leave a review. Make sure you can tell at least one person in your building about us to help spread the word. Quick note, this is our spring break podcast. You have never listened to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast before? I really recommend going and checking out just about any other episode. If you like what you hear, then come back. Our format's just a little bit different. Also, this was recorded pre-school shutdowns for the coronavirus. We record everything about 1 week ahead of time before it releases. Enjoy!
Okay. All right, welcome to Teacher Needs a Break, the spring bake break.
The spring bake?
The spring baked podcast, man. Yeah.
All right, well, welcome to Teacher Needs a Break, the spring break edition of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. It's going to be shorter, and we have. And so we're just going to go with some of the worst advice you can give to teens. Since we're supposed to be propping them up, we'll give them some other one. We'll start first one.
That's why he invited me.
Nothing that happens will ever be as important as what's going on in your life and your school right now.
So true.
That's true.
It's okay to be that upset about boy number five.
Mm-hmm. You peak when you're about 16 or 17, and then it's all downhill.
Yeah, it's all downhill from there.
You guys don't understand, man. It's real.
Daddy, I love him.
If you're a girl, make sure that you invest all your financial resources into your
boyfriend's
boy number
band.
Six
his band. Oh, number six now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
because remember, we're past five.
Oh, right, and we're on to number six. Mm-hmm.
Next, credit cards are basically free money. Just
so
run with
true.
It.
So true.
So a teacher friend was like, you know what? You can put your child's name as a spender on your credit card. So when they turn 18, they have credit already established and they get as much as they need. I'm like, why? 18 and 19 year old. Like, I was 20 and I got the free credit card you get when you get a free t-shirt in college. Uh-huh. Like, hey, you get a credit card, we'll give you a shirt. Like, hey. Okay. It was like $500. Like, I maxed it out in 2 months because I was an idiot. Hey, meth will give you the energy you need to get through school.
Oh, God. Technically.
It's not wrong.
Yes.
And it's slimming.
However, you'll also lose your teeth and probably die.
Who needs teeth when you're skinny? Hormones don't affect you that much. You are totally in love with that girl you've never talked to.
My God. My God.
Do you feel attacked?
I feel so attacked. 17-year-old me is crying.
High school is the best 4 years of your life. That's why people commit suicide, because they're told that. Like, this is as good as it's going to be. Like, oh, God. Really?
Nope. If I had believed that, I'd be dead by now, honestly.
That's what he just said.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I made some really good, close friends in high school.
I don't speak to a single person I went to high school with.
I'm Facebook friends with them.
That's not friends.
Yeah. I don't really think you could pay me to go through high school again.
You couldn't pay me to go to a high school reunion. You sure as hell couldn't pay me to go through high school.
I did go to my high school reunion.
My 10 was recently, and I was like, no.
I think the whole, like, concept of high school reunion, I think social media has pretty much killed that.
Oh, yeah.
Because the people who you want to see are there, and you can stalk the people.
The people that go to high school reunions now are, like, Susie High School, who still hasn't gotten past high school, and she's the one running the fucking council that sets up all the shit. At least that's how it was in my high school. Hashtag not bitter.
Like, I think it's what you said, though, Elvis. Like, anybody I give a crap about seeing or hearing from or talking to, I already do.
Follow them on Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah. So I don't need to go show up and see people that I didn't like in high school and I still don't like.
Yeah. And now we're at the age, like, everyone gets divorced. People get divorced. And so you get the reach out from people like, hey, haven't talked to you in 25 years, but you look great in that picture. So
literally had a guy that had a crush on me in high school add me on Facebook to tell me that he was so excited. Like, 15-year-old him was so happy I accepted it. And he's now divorced and wanted to know if I wanted to go on a date.
And you said,
I laughed and I was like, who are you?
That is my son snoring.
Oh my God. Is that what that is? I thought my stomach was growling.
No, that is him snoring. Can you hear it on the mic?
Yes.
Like, I know it's there, but...
I feel like somebody is tearing the house down. What is happening?
If someone you know is suffering medically due to a substance that was taken or purchased illegally, you definitely shouldn't tell an adult because punishment.
This is my biggest pet peeve.
Just the tip.
My biggest pet peeve, because I have had kids come into my office with an overdose, and I specifically asked their friends who were right there when they took it, did they take blah, blah, blah? No, no. And I'm like, you are not going to get in trouble if you don't tell me I'm going to murder you. I don't say those words.
You should. It's an effective
thing. Like, who cares if you get in trouble? Your friend's going to die. Which one? You get detention or they die?
Pick one.
Which one do you honestly think is worse?
Also, I'm a nurse and not the cops.
Thank you. Like, I'm not the principal. You're not going to get in trouble with me. I just need to know what I need to do.
Yeah.
And if you got any left over, just leave it here.
Slip it into my desk. It's
here,
fine.
I'll make sure we take care of it. So don't worry. I'll get rid of it.
Kids are idiots.
Indeed.
Thanks, Lisa Marie. Thanks for the backup.
So Lisa Marie, for spring break, try really hard to be cool, because in 10 years, your main goal in life will still be to be really cool and popular, not looking forward to a quiet night in with the kids in bed early with a massive bag of Doritos and track pants.
God, that sounds so good. Minus the kids part. That sounds so good. But the rest of it sounds great.
Tattoos on your face are cool. And if you tattoo bang meth across your forehead, people will leave you alone and no one will pick on you.
That part's actually probably true.
Because they're scared of you.
That one is true.
Anyone with a face tattoo, don't talk to me. You scare me.
I know a lot of really cool people with face tattoos, but they're tattoo artists, so it's kind of like their job.
Well, yeah, that like I understand. But like people with just face tattoos, I'm like, when and why did you make that decision?
I told you about that guy earlier who got YOLO tattooed under his
head. Yeah. But, like, when and where and why did you make that decision?
I wanted a face tattoo when I was, like, super into Kat Von D, and she had those cool, like, stars around her eyebrow. Then I learned about makeup.
Yeah.
And I could put those on not permanently.
You can get a stencil and a little, like...
Or a temporary tattoo.
Or a temporary one, yeah.
I can't English.
You should always reply to every comment ever posted on any of your Facebook or social media codes.
I honestly didn't learn this until like 25 to not do this.
Too much.
Too many years of pressure. Too many years.
It's like they're like, I was watching this movie. That's great. It really was. Oh, I thought we were done.
Okay, but kids these days don't remember what Facebook was like when it first came out. And it was like, what are you thinking?
I have Facebook.
Miss Rosie is. And then you had to fill in the sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
I have Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Facebook still a thing with the children?
I have it.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know about everyone else, but I have it.
You enjoy the Facebooks?
I am an elderly woman.
Mm. I'm 16 years old.
I'm a grandmother.
Happy spring break, everybody.
Woohoo! Happy what?
What were we calling it?
Teacher needs a break.
Happy teacher needs a break. Cheers, everybody.
Woo, cheers, bitch and clink.
Thank you for joining us for another episode. Well, I can't really call an episode, for another installment of Teacher Needs a Break. This was our special spring break edition. Honestly, guys, this is not our typical episode style. So if this was your first time listening, please give us another chance. Go to one of the other episodes and listen. Teacher Needs a Drink podcast comes out every Wednesday. And I'd like to thank my guests, Rosie Rose, Miss Bunny O'Hare, and of course, little Miss Lisa Marie. And of course, my lovely Miss Priscilla, who's beside me as I do all of this. Please, if you can, tell one person about Teacher Needs Drink podcast and help spread the word. And also, if you can, visit our sponsor, Lud Lam Dramatics, for any educational theater poster needs. That's LudLamDramatics.com. Make sure you follow and leave a review. Goodbye, everybody. Bye.
That was a very Gryffindor answer, actually.
I've been told I'm a Hufflepuff. When I was dating...
You are not a fucking Hufflepuff. That is bullshit.
I can see it a little bit.
When I was dating, there was a woman who wouldn't go out with me on a second date unless I took some stupid, elaborate, like, 50 questions.
It was not Priscilla right here.
Okay. They made you take the
Pottermore. I had to take the Pottermore quiz before we could go on our second date.
And they said you were a Hufflepuff?
It said I was part Hufflepuff, part Labrador.
Well, that's not the real
part Labrador.
Labrador. No,
it was ridiculous.
Mr. Sparkle is also a Ravenclaw. No. I think we need to make him do it because if he's a Gryffindor. No. Yes. Right now on the pod.
It makes a lot of sense for a Slytherin to date a Gryffindor, though. Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Great sex. Weird.
If we can get 1,000 subscribers, I will take a Pottermore quiz.
Oh, shit.
So, listeners,
do teachers really care what house Elvis belongs to?
Yes, some of them will.
Got everyone except that one.
We don't have a Gryffindor because Mr. Sparkles is also a Ravenclaw.
And Priscilla, hell yes, is also a Slytherin.
Ayy.
And Mr. O'Hare is so Ravenclaw, it hurts.
Can I tell you? A double Ravenclaw household is rough.
Yeah, she knows. No,
she's a Hufflepuff. No. A double Ravenclaw household is rough. And I really hope our future children are Hufflepuffs.
I love Star Wars and Doctor Who. Okay, but this get your level fucking of red just shirt talking out of here. About, right.
Like, okay, but who's
Harry
your
Potter
wait,
houses.
Wait, who's your favorite captain?
Okay, no, this got way too nerdy. We gotta stop this.
A lot of our fellow teachers are also nerds.
Yeah, I know, and that's cool.
And they all want to know that you're a motherfucking Gryffindor.
All right, so thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs. Oh wait, we forgot to insert the tip.
We did insert the tip.
Oh wait, that's the wrong side.
I thought it was right here too. I thought it was here. She's got a story too.